shortly. Jason Milligan has waved at us, but we're here for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference.
Yeah.
We'll take a break here with that and visit with Bill Vickery in just a moment, Roger. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I know we've got somebody said Odyssey, sword fighting over and over and over. Yeah, if they get to a boat one more time, they're being chased every time. They go to an island and they're chased off by Cyclops, giants, dead people. It was exhausting.
Was it background? No, you went to the movie.
Went to the movie.
So you didn't have your laptop.
No, it was 3 hours. It was the three bathroom
That's
break.
A long time.
Three bathroom break.
There's a whole lot of sword fighting.
All right, hold on. Well, he's talking about it in the bathroom. Were you?
Is that a lot, three bathroom break for you? Will you go three times in the bathroom?
I drink the big Coke. Yeah, I would have went to sleep. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, you would never made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out in this one.
Here's the thing on this movie, then. Is since it was a three bathroom break for you, did you care to ask Jessica, what did I miss?
No.
Okay.
No. It was so long.
It didn't even matter.
Listen, it was
you
so.
Didn't feel
it,
like
it,
you missed
it,
anything.
Roger, after I looked at my watch and I thought the movie was almost over, we'd been there an hour and 15 minutes. I thought, oh my gosh, we've got 2 hours to go. But I told Jessica, I said, Christian, there's a black lady on TikTok that makes fun of the movie because you can't remember and she butchers the names of all the characters, right. Which was what we do. But it's like, I told Jessica, I said, there's one person that will remember every character's name in that movie, Christian Weaver.
Absolutely.
And I knew it would be
good for you, Christian.
Christian, we want you, at some point this week, maybe tomorrow, we want you to run down the list of the top five characters and say their names.
We want you to do that. And here's the other part of it. That's why we do a movie review of Smokey and the Bandit.
Exactly.
We're not doing Odyssey.
Let's see if we've got our man Bill Vickery, my travel mate there last week in Tampa, if you will.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Good morning, BV.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good connection.
Yes.
Good timeline connection there.
Roger and I worked this out last night. So a lot of prep. A lot of technical
prep went into this.
So, yes.
A lot of prep.
I heard you guys referencing Homer's Odyssey.
Yes. Yes.
That wasn't written by your typical Hollywood screenwriter.
Right,
so you
kind of
to tell the whole story, I mean,
you
got to go through. And, of course, it's an allegory. You got all the test that he has to overcome all means something, and so
let me cut any of it out.
It's a 3,000-year-old story basically told 400 years before it was ever wrote down because it was an oral tradition. So they've changed the story many times, and it's an old story, and they were pretty faithful to the story in the movie.
Jessica had the best line, Christian and Bill. And Rod, you would know it at the very end. The scene has got Matt Damon coming back to claim his throne, claim his woman, and he's wearing the hood. And she goes, "It was almost like I was ready to hear Russell Crowe go, I am the husband of a slain." That's what it sort of felt like.
Sure,
you waited for that
to
happen. It was that kind of moment. And of course, what's funny is that. People in the audience, there was a round of applause because the simple fact of it is, dude gets lost trying to do what's best. He fights his way back to the wife who thinks he's forgotten. He saves the day, and at the end of the day, you don't have to read that one page of that book to go, he did it. He won. The bad guy's lost. That guy, who's the guy who plays the vampire? He's got a punchable. Who?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, he's got a punchable face, Rob, Bill.
He blew his Batman. I knew that.
Batman's good.
The Batman blows, Christian.
Bill, we have to say right off the bat, what a fun trip we had down in Tampa with you. I left a message with our CEO, and hadn't had a chance to talk with Justin about it yet, but, what a great bonding for you and Double R that you really had a chance to visit with him, got to know Trey better, and, you know, you and I got some good quality time together. It's what we need to do more of. It's what our station with our different shows. It's good to do that kind of cross promotion, and hopefully you'll show up on Randy's show. Not, it doesn't take a trip to Tampa for that to happen, but had a great time. I hope you did too.
Great connection. We worked it out last night.
Hold on. Start again. Start again, Bill. Start again. Yeah, we didn't hear any of that. We didn't hear any of that.
Okay. What about now?
Yes, we got you. We got you now.
So I said yes. What I took away from that was the.
That's exactly what he said. Verbatim. Anytime we have Odyssey talk, that's what I want to hear.
Christian, we've got to get it. It came back perfectly for Bill to set it up, only to go right back to the AI
third
voice.
Third time. Let's go again.
Yeah, let's go. Third time's a charm. Okay. Bill, one more time. Here we go.
I am your father, Luke.
One more time. Go ahead. Try
it
again,
might
Bill.
Be easier if I
text us. We'll read it.
I'm going to
One more time.
I'm gonna,
and then we'll have you call.
I'm going to call.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It sounds good now. It sounds like we have a good connection. Okay.
I came away with a respect for the amount of work you guys do down there, that it really is 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time down there. Just a tremendous amount of work, and the relationships that you have amongst the media down there and the folks, and of course John showing up. Oh my gosh, how much fun was he on? Just a lot of fun. But Roger, David, and I went cigar smoking one afternoon. I took him over to this very famous Cuban restaurant in Ybor City. And we had a big Saturday night out, two men on the town.
Yes.
And then, you know, and much like this segment, some things went wrong and some things went right. So,
yeah, that was it was a blast. Yeah, Bill got to visit with Greg Sankey.
I love the commissioner.
But Baz did not partake of the cigars, though.
I did not. Go ahead.
He kept it clean.
I know. And there's
I was busy with the tequila.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I just thought, man, that'd be pretty cool to be down that way because you're getting the real deal.
It was some great history. And, I was talked out by the end of that. But, anyway, the point of it is it was great camaraderie. Sure. And I'm glad Bill got a chance to be a part of it. We enjoyed it. And
fun.
I think it's great for the station. And now we sort of can put that aside, Bill, you know, for a little bit. And I don't know. Did you hear any of the Jason Allen today? Did you hear that?
I was not able to hear. It was just a robot voice that I heard coming through the Kyline connection.
Well, I tell you, it's funny. I don't know. You know, we were talking about he was in one of the craziest 5-year periods in the 100-plus year history of the Razorbacks. It's when we fired Jack Crow. We were going from Southwest to SEC. Danny Ford comes in after Joe Kynes. Just a crazy time. And I was trying to think, which is crazier? That 5-year period, or what we've been through for the last 10 years after Petrino, it's been a crazy downhill spiral since then too, in a bad way.
Some loose gravel on April Fool's Day has sent us wandering in the wilderness like the Israelites. Maybe you know what? Maybe a movie can be made of this, and Matt Damon will play you, and he'll fight off the evil Jeff Long and and Chad L. Morris and all the rest of the demons that have plagued the Razorback program, much like Odysseus.
Yeah, this.
See what I did there?
Very nice. Very nice job there.
That is so good.
Also,
Julie Cromer Peoples. Julie Cromer Peoples, she's the siren. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
just see, it's all relatable. The Odyssey and Razorback fans.
Yeah. Aren't the Razorbacks playing the Bahamas at the end of this week? Is that right?
Yeah, they'll be down there. I don't know. I don't know when their first game is, but they're supposed to have four.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, you know, we get to see the first time we get to see this team in action, and everybody's saying it's the most exciting team ever, so it'll be fun to
what they're saying.
It's what they're saying. It's so funny. We're just the opposite. You see the polls where we're 16th in pick for football. Yes. in top four or five for basketball. Just a different. Of course, you know, Gruden. Well, I don't know if you, I don't think you were there, Bill, when Gruden called. Danny called Gruden. Right. Now we should have got him on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And Gruden says, "Yeah." I said, "Man," and I, he said, "Man, if I had, if he said if I was Ryan Silverfield or I had that job, I'd tell Cal to quit effing taking all the effing money for basketball." I mean, just typical Gruden, but yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, how did you vote, David? I mean, on your ballot, I honestly, I've got to admit, I picked the Razorbacks below. I picked them to finish 16th. I did, and I think a number of people did.
I did not vote. I was too covered up traveling, so I failed to vote. Wow. So you would have been my vote, Bill. Thank you for doing that.
You didn't mail in your ballot, or was there chat? You know what? There was Russian interference in the election, in the balloting there in Tampa, and so I don't know how it ended up that way.
Do you want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall, Roger Smart, the owner, who I come find out, according to Joe Case, lives near us in the Heights.
Get out of here.
How about that? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Maybe he'll have us over to his house at some point in time.
I like that. The other thing, Bill, is we're going to have Jim Morris, who was the story about the rookie who's 35 years old.
Yes.
Great story. I just saw it for the first time last night. I watched it because I knew we were going to have him on. Is there another story similar to that on the football in another sport like football? You've got the Eagles. Roger, I haven't seen that movie. Yeah. You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah. Vince Papale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Invincible.
Is that similar? Is it sort of similar?
It's similar in regard.
The guy's not as old. It was a scrub. It was the strike.
Was that a scab? Right. He was a scab.
But he made the regular team, didn't he?
No, he never played football before.
Yeah. He never played football before.
Was it a tryout, Bill? What's it?
Yeah, it was a tryout. It was Dick Vermeil had open tryouts in the Philadelphia area. He did it mostly to try to win over fans. He was a new coach, and so Papale though, but he was pre-strike. Yeah, he was a legitimate player, made the team, special teams guy.
Here's Unibrow before Unibrow was.
Yeah.
Actually, the real Vince Papale.
Well,
it's a great story.
That's a fun story. I haven't seen that, by the way. Kurt Warner's another one.
And what do they both have in common?
Grocery stores.
Dick Vermeil.
We're both the coaches of
Papale and Warner.
Well, it's the dream of every, you know, the Jim Morris guy, Bill, was a school teacher. Right. He's 35, and his guys are out there going, wow. Now, you still got it, Coach. And apparently, of course, the story was the movie was embellished. Apparently, a scout must have heard he could still throw, so he came by to watch him, invited him to a tryout.
I think Toby Keith said it. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was. Give me that one more chance.
Yeah, he threw it 98, I think, and at 35. And so, anyway, I was like, man, this is really a legit, cool story. And it shows how he's 35. He walks back out. That had to be a great feeling to have the crowd going nuts for him at that age when you think, you know, we still think we can do it, Roger. You know, we still think we can, you know, can get it done.
You're looking at me. You got a different look about you right then.
What? Today, Bill, is also National Scotch Day.
Ooh. Yes.
What about Scotch for Bill Vickery?
Scotch, you know,
I do enjoy a nice glass of single malt Highlands Scotch. So I'm a Balvenie or Oban or
with a Maduro?
One of those guys.
Yeah, listen, with I think, Roger, here's the deal. I think we should plan a trip, maybe, if I'm crazy enough, during the fall, down to Tampa, hang out with Bill, hang out with Daly, hang out with Gruden. Matter of fact, John Daly said, hey, you ought to do the show from Gruden's, his office, where he's got he does all the coaches, the quarterback breakdown.
Yes.
He says, do it from there. You know, go back to Ybor City.
Ooh,
do all the things.
Yep. Oh, I might even, you know, even though I haven't had a cigarette in over a dozen years, I could probably partake of a cigar. And if I could borrow from Randy Rainwater, I got two words for you. I like it.
You should have seen it, Bill. I didn't get a chance to really talk to you that Thursday when Daly I would get up during the break and take Daly around. So I'm taking him around. Feinbaum, if you saw him, he sat over there and he was doing his cut-ins with ESPN. And he would cut in with every major ESPN, whatever. So I make sure I wanted. I said, John, just go up and grab, you know, Feinbaum. And so, of course, if I'd have done that, he'd have got. Hey, what?
Right.
He turns around and sees Daly, and it's like it's his lost son, you know. And so they have a great, you know, hey, what are you doing? You know, and of course, John's telling him a story, and I said, well, let's go see Marty and McGee. So we go down there, and Ryan McGee and Marty Smith are there. They love him, hug him up. Peter Burge. I mean, it's amazing the star power that Daly has, probably even more than he had when he was winning majors.
Well, he's accommodated them every time that anyone.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet. Yeah,
him,
you bet.
Yeah, he is a beloved figure, and it's interesting. And he was so kind and so nice. People that wanted to have pictures and things like that. Just he's just a great guy, great person to hang out. Just very positive, you know. Good guy.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. What do you think about LeBron going to Philly, Bill? I know you break down the NBA, break down the NBA on the Sunday Digest, Bill Vickery special Sunday show.
Well, we break down the WNBA mostly on. Is that still? I don't even know if that league's still going.
19,000 yes. Their All Star game this weekend sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill. Don't you
hate Bill. You seen Sophie Cunningham lately?
Hello? Well, yes. Now, listen, guys, I'm not an idiot.
Well,
of course.
Yes, listen, they're winning me over, trotting her out there to play every week.
I follow the Indiana Fever on Twitter.
Anyway, back to LeBron.
Wait. Yes. Wait, you poo-pooed me. Roger, you there?
I do.
Roger.
I do. Yes, sir.
For one reason.
Name five WNBA teams right now. Go.
No. I'm
name
not
five.
Doing it.
Sophie. It's Sophie.
Name all five. About Indiana Fever.
Five teams. Just name five teams.
I can't. Okay. It's okay. Not. Listen, I do it for one reason.
I would stop the TV and to watch her. I would stop the TV to watch her. Or, okay, Caitlin Clark. I'd watch either
I
one of
them. Do.
But
she's a marginal player, by the way.
You know what? You know what?
Her legs aren't marginal.
Anne Hathaway's a marginal actress, but you watch her for smoke showness. I'm not watching the WNBA because I'm trying to pick up on the great camaraderie. I'm watching it because I want to see Sophie get in a fight with somebody and some scratching going on.
So Bill, he goes. He goes. Here's what's crazy to me: the interesting story about the LeBron deal. LeBron signs for 2 years for only $8 million, and there are 20. There are 20 players in college football making more than LeBron are making, this year, which is crazy. Obviously, he took a pay cut to do
Bill's
this.
Bill's making more than LeBron.
Yes. It was interesting in that he signed a 2-year deal. Yeah. And so, in other words, people thought, well, it's a 1-year last dance sort of thing. So he signs a 2-year deal. And I understand the mechanics of NBA contracts. You've got to fit it in like that. And he asked what is, in effect, the minimum. But I think he's truly in a spot now with Joel Embiid and Jaylen Brown. And they got a couple of good guards on that team. And so we'll see. But there is a sense that you kind of have the over-the-hill gang there, and can they do it one last, is this one last time? And, of course, there's a documentary crew that's going to follow him around to catalog the final days of LeBron.
This will likely be his last year because the 2-year deal is a 1-year deal with a player option, and he's going to decline the player option.
I thought it was 2 with a 1-year player option deal.
It's a 2-year deal with a player option after the first year.
Will he be in Odyssey too?
Listen, I would watch that. I'd be in for that.
I would too.
Bill, one other thing before I let you go. So a story came out. It's been out for a while, but apparently Front Office Sports apparently redid it. They shared the top 5 schools in college football and the amount of money they're spending on their team. And number 5, Oregon, $42 million. LSU, $42 million. Ohio State, $44 million. Miami, $44 million. Number 1, Texas, $48 million. My understanding is Arkansas is probably between 20 and 25. I mean, it's just silliness. I can remember when we started paying all these college head coaches. I watched it every year because I do the Bulls War, so I was paying attention. Mm-hmm. So it was $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million every year, $5 million, $6 million. I was like, man, what are we doing? We're so flush with money
because
you don't have to pay the players. They're just buying facilities, adding staff, and paying these coaches. Well, now, got up to $10 million, and now we look at the players, same thing. Because there's no system, there's no structure in place. $2 million, $3 million. Now the quarterbacks are making $6 million. It's just amazing that we don't have smart enough people to be able to go, we've got to get this figured out where, because it's unsustainable. Right. And that means $6 million already. I mean, they're making more than LeBron's making this year.
It is. It's a marketplace that has gone out of control. Greg Sankey was right in what he said. Very smart guy. Really took away the fact that he's very buttoned up, very purposeful. Yeah. He sees around corners really well. And his point, even with the SEC – and the dominance of the conference and all the money that's spent, and it just means more and all that. Even in this league, this is unsustainable. We cannot do it. We're going to blow this sport up. So we must have, and he's begging the rest of the schools. The Big Ten's in with the SEC. Notre Dame's in with the SEC. That forms the big block. But he's begging these guys, like, look, you got to do something here. And I think there's a level of frustration that the NCAA has just become truly sort of a feckless organization that's a debating yeah. society. Yeah. And they're just like their inaction on paying the players led to the NIL judgment, which has led to this explosion. And it's an arms race. We're out of control. And it's going to end up with 5 to 7 teams that are going to dominate everything. And the lure of the game will be diminished going forward. And Sankey's right. We got to do something. And somebody's got to leave.
Bill, I think it is. I mean, I've been thinking that the NCAA has been feckless. And all they do, they're allowing things to go the way they are because they know that if it all comes down to fixing this thing, they're out of a job. Yeah. Because they're the reason that we are where we are right now. They didn't stop it before it got out of hand because they didn't know how, I guess. But and honestly, and Baz has been talking about this 4 years with that model. You see, it's mm-hmm. a horrible model that you've been talking about forever and ever and ever. And there's no way, there's nothing that can be done. Too much money's being made right now, and it just keeps changing. Things keep changing. It's such a fluid thing. You can't do it. It's almost like.
Yeah, the Florida Ford, they say is $10 million. I don't know if that's verified or not, but $10 million for a guy that, Christian, you even said was not going to be a great NBA player at all, but that's what the market bears right now.
It doesn't need to be now.
No. Who cares about playing the NBA? Who cares about playing the NFL, man? That's why Trinidad Chambliss fighting his butt off to get an extra year. He's not going to make $6 million
that's
in the
right.
league.
That's never will. That's a great point. Absolutely right.
Bill, do you want to stick around? We're going to have your friend Jennifer on the show. Do you want to just hang in there with us?
Yes, I will loom in the background, much like a character from the Odyssey.
He's going to loom.
How do you pronounce your last name again, Bill?
Loicano, I believe.
Loicano. Yes. We'll make sure that we have that.
Yeah,
outstanding golfer. Outstanding golfer from Arkansas State. And
from Buddy, we also want to remember what Buddy told us today, and I wrote it down as a hashtag, load growth. We had load growth talking about electricity.
Wow.
And now Baz asked you about Scotch.
The ladies love Bill's love growth.
Load growth. You didn't ask Bill, but I guarantee you he's a big fan of a creme brulee.
Oh, yes. It's National Creme Brulee Day today. I call it cream because in Southwest Little Rock, that's what they call it, creme brulee.
I always thought that creme brulee would be a great stripper name. You know, very exotic sounding name.
Cash has creme brulee.
Was Load Growth the name of that club you stayed next to in Tampa? David, you and Trey.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
How great a guy's Buddy, huh? Is he not?
He's a good guy. Yeah. All right, do not go away. We are live from Oaklawn, Racing Casino Resort. Beautiful lobby here, beautiful hotel. With the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director of Summer Conference. I got a great guest coming up here, so do not go away. 8:30.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
On Friday afternoon, Arkansas baseball made history by signing Japanese pitcher Shogo Miyauchi. He became the first Japanese player to sign with the SEC baseball program out of high school. The 6'5", 207-pound 18-year-old has never been outside of Japan. There is a growing trend of Japanese players coming to college baseball for development as Rintaro Sasaki, Japan's all-time leader in high school home runs, played at Stanford and was drafted in the 8th round of the 2026 draft. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies avoided getting swept by the Yankees by winning 11-4. The Brewers beat the Rockies Phillies 11-2 as starter Jacob Mizorowski struck out 12 of the first 13 batters he faced, including each of the first seven. 66 of his 83 pitches registered at 100 miles per hour or above. He has 185 strikeouts in 120 innings and a 1.58 ERA on the year. Both of those are MLB best. And the Marlins lost to the Padres 5-3 to push their losing streak to 12 games, the worst in franchise history. Before the streak, they were 10 games above 500 at 52-42. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
With a mostly sunny sky in Little Rock today, we're going to reach a high of 103 and the heat index around 110 or even higher. So an extreme heat warning has been issued for today, and it's also going to be in effect for tomorrow too, when the high temperature tomorrow may reach up to 104. Stay safe, stay cool. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 8:33 on this Monday, July 27th. We're over here at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, the beautiful lobby area of this magnificent hotel facility. We normally are over here, Roger, talking about horses. We're talking about what the line's going to be in the sports
trivia,
book. Or trivia, man, on a sports bar.
Night.
Comedy night. Yes. Or the spa, or the many
big
things.
Fan. The hotel, the slippers. Are you staying in the hotel? You are not. I want everybody to know, when you come over and you stay in this hotel, they give you complimentary slippers. Take those slippers.
Yeah, Roger has a collection. We are.
I have a collection because there are some times, and I admit it, I stay at less than this quality of a hotel motel, and sometimes, and I will wear slippers. Well, these are fantastic slippers.
I thought he might be wearing them today here in the lobby. You know, we have seen at the Astral Spa, people walk out in their robes.
Yeah, walk around. Yeah. One of them being this guy.
Bill Vickery is still with us. Mm-hmm. Bill, do we still have you over there? Okay.
Yes. Is it the robot voice? Do I have the robot voice?
No, it sounds good. We've got that worked out. I'll tell you what, though, Christian, we need to get the clip of that when we go to him. I think that might be a funny bit. And then we still need to get that clip from Roger this morning. Roger, I don't know what happened to him.
I wasn't doing anything. Yeah, I was just stacking facility.
Yeah, well, just the way you did it, though, was outstanding. We have with us today, we have a guest here, Jennifer Loicano, who is Director of Governmental Relations. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Great to have you. We were talking during the break, Bill, about your magnificent career in golf. Jennifer, very impressive. I mean, you really had a really nice career at Arkansas State, went to high school at Jonesboro, moved up. We just found out that you moved up here because of Katrina. Your family did and settled in, I guess, in Jonesboro, and that's right. Where you ended up going to high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Proud to be an Arkansan now. So right after Hurricane Katrina, my family migrated north, and we settled there, and I ended up going to Arkansas State for school and played golf for 4 years and loved my team, loved my career, and then moved on to law school after that here in Little Rock and started working at the co-ops while I was in law school and haven't left.
And you were very impressed because the first thing that you said to me was that you had heard, obviously, from listening on the show, or maybe you read it in the Hot Springs Village Times, that I broke 100. In golf.
Yes.
That was a big accomplishment.
It's absolutely. Once you break 100, there's no going back.
You can't. And to
make you feel better, Roger, just to tell you how good she was. So you were an All-State selection, both of the junior and senior, after finishing as the runner-up in the Arkansas Class 6A state tournament both years. You were one of just 18 participants in the overall Arkansas High School Tournament. Now, I want to make sure, of course, you led Jonesboro to back-to-back conference championships, but I wanted to see if this was right. So you improved your average score each year you played competitive golf at Jonesboro High School, averaging 88 as a sophomore, 82 as a junior, and it says here, Roger, just putting in perspective your 100, you averaged 75 strokes per round as a senior. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. She averaged that, Roger. She's shooting beneath that, you know, in the low. You know, and he's really proud of the 100. He's really better than 100. I played with him enough.
Listen, you're very kind to me, my friend, but I'm not. It's the fact that I'm getting better with my woods, my hybrids as well. I'm getting so much better at that.
Do you still play, by the way?
I do.
You
yes.
do? Where's your home course?
Pleasant Valley.
Okay. Yeah, they say that's a pretty tough course. We've been on. They don't allow us to play. We just allow us to drive around and do the shows there.
No, they want to. If we go there, they say they have to put a chip in us.
I went to law school. Obviously, got your law degree, and boom! For right out of law school, you start working for the Arkansas Cooperatives.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
And so you've been there since what? 2013? Is that right? Is that right on the math?
Roughly, yeah. 2014 is when I started with the co-ops.
And so, you just were named in the last few years Director of Governmental Operations.
Yes. Yes, in 2022, I moved to this role. Prior to that, I worked as in-house counsel for the co-ops and loved it and loved this job as well. It's a really good place to work.
So, you know, Bill, have you had an overlapping work with Bill Vickery at any time?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of discussions about data centers that have happened recently.
Yes, it's a very popular. Yes. We have a guy that's in the middle of that that's been dealing with that, the one over in Memphis. That's a very hot topic. And I'm sure they're leaning on you, I guess, for input and for direction here in Arkansas, right?
Absolutely. Y'all heard Buddy talk earlier. He's definitely an excellent spokesperson for the co-op. Yeah. But we are doing the best we can to provide the energy that everybody's seeking, and doing what we do best, and that's providing reliable, affordable power to our members.
And the one thing that you've done a lot better at that the First Electric co-op does that. A lot better every year is letting the residents know where the power outages are, what kind of a downtime it may be, and you're always you're over it so that when it happens, man, it's a lot sooner than you said it was going to be. So that's a very good thing as well, and it just lets you know that hey, you'll get a notification when you sign up. You get notifications of that right there, which is really good for people like me. If you're getting that, and you're at work and you go, I don't know how long my power's going to be down. I don't know if I need to get my buddy to go to get the generator going or any of that kind of stuff. So it's improved a lot each time.
Good, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah.
Bill. Since you do know Jennifer, any comments?
Yes.
You've seen her in action? Anything you want to say?
Yeah. I have. I would say that, one, she knows the subject and knows more about power than almost anyone in and around the state capitol. And I say that both maybe proverbially and then literally. And then, she's really good at taking these complex situations, breaking them down, and then delivering them in very simple terms, which helps me, of course. But it is. This is a thing in today's society. If we don't, if we don't have groups like the co-ops who are out making improvements to the grid, but still providing it at an extraordinarily low rate, we don't realize here in Arkansas how low our electric rates are relative to the other states in the nation. I mean, you got some places, New Jersey, for instance. There are many people in New Jersey, their mortgages are less than their electric bills.
Yeah.
And so it's just stunning. So we have it, you know, we have a good thing going, and it's because of entities like the co-ops, and Jennifer does a great job communicating all that.
Well, how about that? Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Just teed him up, boom, knocked it out of the park. And so you guys have been over here. I asked Buddy, I said, anybody here on the staff good at in the casino? Did you go up there and have any fun last night at the casino?
I did not.
What?
Yeah, maybe during break today.
I was about to say, all work. Are you all work and no play? Is that the way it works or no?
Not usually.
You probably made straight A's in law school. I was my only wife, who is, I'm now divorced, but she wrote every top paper.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is. It really. So I didn't know what that meant, Roger.
I broke 100.
So Roger, you've got three classes a semester, right, or whatever, and she wrote the top paper, which, as you said, hard to do one. Mm-hmm. I think in her 3 years, she wrote the top paper every class or every whatever it is, except for one. So I understand, you know.
Very impressive.
Matter of fact, I had people coming to me years later going, you know, I've been looking off her papers, reading her outlines. You know, it's just that's the way it works. And Bowen Law School is outstanding law school.
It is. I appreciate that alma mater. It was a really good school, and it led me to where I am today. So.
And all these things you're talking about, I mean, this is all pre-Chat GPT with all that going on, because a lot of people do that stuff now. They use a lot of that.
We're visiting, if you just joined the show, with Jennifer Loicano, a director of government relations. Also, we talked about your golf career. Do you follow the sport of golf anymore? Or are you too busy to do that? Or?
A little bit. I'll catch the majors, but I'm not tuned in as much as I used to be.
Do you play much? You said you're a member of PV. Do you get a chance to play out there very much?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's obviously spectacular what they've done, the improvements. I'm sure you help pay towards if you're a member out there.
Yes.
We've got a member, Joe Klein. Yep.
I know Joe.
Yeah, Joe is, you know, it would be funny to see Joe. You know what Joe, watching Joe on that golf course would be like?
Yeah.
In the Odyssey. The Cyclops that walks around. Yeah. That's what I think of.
Groot.
Wow.
He's Groot. Listen, Joe's not going to say it, so I'm going to say it for him. We're best friends.
Speaking of giants, I kept telling my girlfriend, I said, I think this is where the Cyclops comes out. And then I go, well, I think this is where the giants come out. She goes, I don't remember all these, or the sirens.
Yeah.
There is a scene in there, Christian, where I saw the Odyssey this weekend, and it's a tad long. It's right 3 hours long. But there's one scene in there, Christian, where the lady starts massaging the soldiers.
Turning them into pigs,
it's sort of a disturbing scene. Yeah, I'm not telling you, Roger. I'm telling you. I know. So, it was a fight. Yes,
the cool
Chris,
thing is, it was all practical. Like, they didn't use CGI on that stuff. The
Cyclops. These real pigs.
No, they had real animatronics that she could shape into a pig, pretty much.
What it was?
Really cool. Yeah.
Didn't I see this with Release the Kraken?
It does remind me of that. Yeah, yes.
It's all Greek mythology.
I knew it would.
You talked about Harry Hamlin, Roger.
That's exactly right. I knew you would know. He held her head. He held her head up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Yeah, Jennifer, do you get back down to where you're from in Mississippi?
I sure do, yeah. My parents moved back there recently. They retired there. And
what was the town?
Bay St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. That's right down there by Bruce James. That's down there on the almost the panhandle, right?
Yes, on the bay.
Yeah, I mean, it's right down there. I mean, it got a direct hit. It was a direct hit, right?
It was the east side of the hurricane.
I mean, it destroyed basically the whole town, right? Just completely flattened it. So, wow. You know, there are a lot of people. I don't think people remember how many people were displaced and came to Arkansas. And
someone went to Houston.
They went everywhere. But we definitely, I don't know how many thousands of people located. You know, Kendrick, the one I did name of that kids network, Nickelodeon show there. And so do you run across anybody that like you moved up here because of Katrina?
I used to. I haven't in a long time, but I came from a hurricane, came because of a hurricane, and became a hurricane at Jonesboro High School.
So, oh, you did. You sure
and
did.
There were several folks.
Look at that.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
That, there's something to that.
Have you? Have you also? We had Jason Allen on a little bit earlier. Have you gotten to know the sort of the background on Jason?
Yeah,
I imagine so.
Awesome.
Great guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. We're really happy to have him at the co-op.
You know, Bill, if you sit there and listen to or sit across from Jason, it takes about 5 minutes to realize that's a young man you want in your organization. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of guy you want as a leader. I mean, it just Roger, don't you agree? It just
resilience.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And to think to see what he went through, just a sort of a disaster of a college career, working his way through. Of course, I said, you know, your next line to be president here, you know. And he pushed that aside. Of course, you do have a president who, you know, operated a nuclear submarine. So
he was standing right here, so, you know, so there's a lot of that.
He was.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, what a pleasure to meet you. Yeah. Thanks for jumping on the show with us.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Did you know I scored 100? I want you to know that.
I want to know what you did better.
You know what?
Yeah, what was it, your short game?
No, it was the swing. It was smoother, just slower and smoother. I wasn't trying to kill it. When I tried
tempo.
To kill it, that's when I would. That's when I would. What do you call it? I'd hit it fat. I'd hit it fat. I'm learning terms now, but that's what it was. It was just more smooth, and follow through.
Yeah, just got to slow that heart rate a little bit.
That's what it is, Jennifer.
Tempo.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it was great that Bill could hang around. Bill was really bragging on you last night. How good you are with the Arkansas Cooperative Electric Cooperatives, and so very kind. I'm glad that Bill could hang out with us. Are you governmental type? Yep. Deal with the government, and politics, and lobbying, and all that stuff. You guys know each other.
Yes, we're all friends.
Y'all friends. On the surface.
And everybody of the unwashed masses, yes, we all know each other.
Jennifer, great to have you.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes. Jennifer Loicano, Director of Government Relations. Bill, great to talk to you today, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Oh, so you're getting rid of me? I'm
well,
out.
Well, if you want to continue,
come on. I thought you might be busy.
Well, you do owe us for a few minutes of that sucky connection. So hold on.
All right, we'll take you to the top. We'll take you to the post.
Yes.
All right, 8:47. I'll go away.
For my good friends at Bathfitter. I've been working with Bathfitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bathfitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bathfitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathfitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Lost in the legal jungle? There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax paid. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store-wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show. From U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray and bedliners, and more. Veteran owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
We didn't hear you.
Okay. What about now?
Yes, we got you. We got you now.
So I said yes. What I took away from that was the
That was the second time.
Ain't nobody got no Mr. Roboto.
Yes, that was the second thing. It was just so when you were teeing it up, Bill, so you would say such beautiful things about our time in Tampa.
That was awesome. That is awesome.
Good stuff. Thank you, Christian. Someone says on our Middleton Air text line, talking about Jennifer. Dang, she's pretty.
Yeah.
I don't
see looks.
It's funny, Bill. We don't know her. We don't know her, but I could tell she was a little buttoned up, and she was a little nervous.
Sure.
Well, and then I think by the time she gets to, of course, she doesn't know us, and she, you know, who knows what we're going to say to her. But by the end of it, she felt comfortable. We'll get her back and let her really rip it and let loose next time.
Wouldn't you be if you heard the first 2 hours of the show?
True.
Yeah, she, you know what? She obviously listened so that she knew that I'd done the shot 100. I don't know if
you broke 100. What was your score there? Did you actually, was it 99 on the button?
It was 40. That's right. 49 in the first nine. 50 in the back. We played the silver tees. We played the silver tees there in at the Village. We did play the silvers, but it all equated because of the two nine-hole courses that we played on. It equated, and I don't know the number, but David threw it out there to me. The length of the course that we usually play the blues on was the same length as the silvers, if that makes any sense. So
that makes no sense to me, but
shut a 95. Let's just say you shut a 95.
No, it was a 99. Right. It was a 99. I had a horrible hole that I got the snowman on for sure, but it was, and they started respecting my putting that they let me pick up a few. I said, Roger, that's a gimme. Pick it up. Okay, great.
Yeah, we always love those.
A couple of pars, a bird. Come on. I'm shooting those.
I'm proud of you, buddy. I am. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, real quick, too, a couple things. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to visit with Jim Morris, who's got the great story in the movie called The Rookie. We'll visit with him shortly.
Okay.
I was going to say, on this day in history, I know that Bill can appreciate this. On this day, Roger, an early morning pipe bomb blast in Centennial Olympic Park in downtown Atlanta killed one woman and injured 100 others. And, of course, what a story that turned out to be. I've not seen the movie, Roger, on
Richard Jewell.
Yeah, Richard Jewell. What and how he was, he just got completely, you know, just run over.
Absolutely.
Run over.
Absolutely.
I've seen a teaser. I don't know if it's an old movie or a new one coming out.
I can't recall. Didn't he get redemption before he passed?
Oh, yeah. No, he was exonerated. Okay, he got several million dollars from the federal government. Yeah.
And they found the guy. They found the guy, right? It was Eric Rudolph, right?
Yeah, yeah. They've been looking for him for years. Well, I remember when I went with Summerwood with a big red conference for the convenience store conference that they had down there. It was right down the street from that park.
Yeah, that's right.
We walk right past the College Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
all that was happening right there.
We didn't know what the deal was, but that poor guy was just trying to do his job. And
he was trying to do was do his job.
Couple other things. This was the day, 1993, on this day, 1993, that Boston Celtics star Reggie Lewis died after collapsing during practice. 27 years old. And who was the other Celtic that died?
Lynn Bias.
Lynn Bias.
Died one day after being drafted.
Yeah, so Boston, remember thinking that, wow, they were just cursed with having, you know, these bad things happen to him. Also on this day, 1973, Secretariat broke two, funny we're here at Oakland, broke two records while practicing at Saratoga Springs. I went back and looked last night. He still owns all three records for the speed records for all three Triple Crown races, all three of them. Still, after all this time, of course, the Belmont, he wins by 31 lengths, and he's got that one by like 2 seconds. But pretty amazing that he's been able to keep that record, you know, for almost right at 60 years. Yep. And then the other one was John Denver's biggest hit, Roger, reached the top of the Billboard singles chart. Let's see if you'll get it. Let's see if Bill can take a shot at it. What song do you think it is? I didn't think this was his biggest song, but according to this, it is. He had three other number one songs besides this one.
So country, Take Me Home, Country Road.
So,
that's not it.
Right, it's not it.
Sunshine on My Shoulder?
Yeah, that's my guess.
No, Sunshine on My Shoulder is another number one, but that's not it.
And it's not Thank God I'm a Country Boy? Live version?
Can I take two guesses?
If Bill's tapping out. Bill, are you tapping in?
I've guessed three times. I'm out.
All right, give it to him, Bill. Roger,
well,
Christian.
One of my favorites is Annie's Song.
That is it. Annie's Song.
Wow.
Boom. 1974.
In your face.
I would not have realized that was bigger than...
That is such a beautiful song.
Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
You know who it's about?
What?
It's about his wife.
Yeah. What was
her name? Susan?
Calypso?
High Calypso. Yeah. What was the other one? There's another one. Remember it was in Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountain High, which is now
in Colorado.
Yeah, that's when we go out to Aspen.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Bill, when we hang out with our friends the Hatchers, you get to feel that hey, this is where John Denver would be riding.
We know where he was right there.
Right.
It's also home of one of the places that the Ted Bundy got to.
What a marvelous hour with the one and only Bill Vickery today. Thank you, Bill. Yes,
really
thanks to Smart Buick GMC and Whitehall, Roger Smart. Thank you so much, Bill. We shall talk to you.
Our neighbor Roger.
That's right.
We'll be over for dinner one night this week.
That's exactly right. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Bill. Thanks so much, buddy.
Yep, y'all take care now.
All right, we'll come back. We'll visit with the man, the rookie, Jim Morris.
He's
Do not
here.
Go away. 905 Live from Oakland is the in person. That's right. It's the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference. Don't go away.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford? So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never